about now. Hey, I want. What'd you say? I want to welcome you to Only Believe at Kenton, right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I tell you what, we are excited because God is a good God. Amen. And he's been blessing us in doing what he does. And hopefully, certainly, we are working on finishing up the last couple weeks that we will be in this building. Amen. And we are thankful. Now, just because we're leaving this building, I want you to know something. We're not changing our faith. We're not changing what we stand for. If anything, to be honest with you, it's time for us to press in even more. Amen? Amen. And so tonight, we're just going to rejoice and celebrate the Lord. Amen? So I want you to open your hearts up. You know, I know that we say this all the time, but I really want you to grasp this. The Lord says that he inhabits the praises of his people. If we want to have his presence, and if we want to have his anointing, it's our responsibility to provide him something to move in. Oh, come on now. I just want to talk to you for a minute. I want you to know something. Who you are as a person, who you are spiritually, how you're living your life, and how you make yourself available for the presence of God is critical for us to inhabit the praises that we offer him. Amen? So let's release our faith and let's seek God in spirit and in truth, and let's be open to sense his presence moving in us and upon us. Amen? It's time for us to go deeper. It's time for us to desire more, because I tell you, we're going to talk about this, but in the days to come, we're going to need as much as God as possible for us to get through the days ahead. Amen? Praise God.
Amen. Stand on your feet with us tonight. Let's be like Jehoshaphat tonight, and how he sought the Lord, and how he sent the worshipers and the praisers out. Let us be grateful we are here, thankful in my heart I was lost but now I'm found. Let us be grateful we are here. Is all around me, and gratefulness inside me. Your faithfulness before me, sing all day, and I will dance, lifting my hands. Ain't no one gonna hinder my praise. I will dance, lift, I shout. Ain't no rock gonna cry in my face. Let's sing that again. Let us be grateful. Let us be grateful we are his. Be thankful. Thankful in my heart I was lost but now I'm found. Let us be grateful we are his. Covered in safety, I find rest within my Father's hand. Your love is all around me, gratefulness inside me. Your faithfulness before me, before me. let us be grateful we are here. Overflowing from my heart and now my lips resound. Let us be grateful we are here. Promise of life eternal, freely given unto me. Your love is all around me. Faithfulness inside me, your faithfulness before me, therefore come on, I dance, and I will dance, lifting my hands, ain't no one gonna hinder my praise, I will sing, lift a shouting, Lord, come on, we need to shake it off tonight.
Words cannot say, my life will proclaim.
Turn praise into
Hallelujah. My goodness. You know, I love that song. A couple different places that I really love in there is, first of all, where the Lord says that he'll put us back together again. Amen.
Yeah.
And then I love it when the Bible says, or when that song says, that there's no place where his mercy and grace can't find us again. Amen. And that speaks to the person that's backslidden, but also it speaks to the believer who struggles every now and then. Because there are times where we, even though we love God, and even though we're doing our best to be the best we can be, I'm telling you that there are times where life still hits us. Amen?
Amen.
And I thank God that no matter what battle we go through, no matter how difficult it gets, because life gets tough sometimes. I mean, sometimes I'm telling you, it can be a battle. But I thank God that no matter where we find ourselves, there's no place where his mercy and grace can't hide us again. Amen. Praise God.
The
Hallelujah.
Actual word is won't find us again.
Amen. Absolutely.
That it won't find
There's
it.
No
will.
Place.
It
That's
absolutely
right. Absolutely.
It is a done deal. Amen. Did you get that on purpose?
What?
Life water.
Yeah,
I'm looking at that during service and my brain's thrown off a little bit because that'll preach. Your
Amen.
Life water is that
Amen.
Bible.
Amen.
Your life
Hallelujah.
Water is God's word. Your
Amen.
Life water is Woo. What we just did. Your
Amen.
Life water is getting before him.
Amen.
That's what your life water is.
Amen. Praise
you can't
God.
Live without this. And you Amen. Say, oh, I do. No, you understand that some things you drink has water in it.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
You drink tea, it's made out of water.
Hallelujah. Amen.
If you drink lemonade, there's water in it.
Amen.
Amen. Like there's so much
Amen.
Stuff that's made out of
Amen.
Water.
Hallelujah.
You take a bath in water, thank the Lord.
Whether you like it or not, there's a big percentage of us
that's
that
water.
Is water. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we need the
we
watering
need
of the word.
Word.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. And I just kept
Hallelujah.
Looking at that, and you just kept messing me up with it. I'm just like,
Woo.
Man, it's feeding
Praise
my spirit.
God.
Like, Amen. He is our living water.
Yes, he is.
He is the living
Amen.
Word.
I tell you what, I'm excited tonight. Amen. Of course, I'm usually excited every day. But anyhow,
Normal.
Hey,
yes.
This weekend, don't forget that if you can, on Saturday at 10 o'clock, we're going to meet here. And then there'll be some stuff we're moving from here. And believe me, there's some cleanup that needs to be done in a brand new building.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we're going to team up as many of us as can come. And hopefully you can come. Even if you can just come for a little bit, let me tell you something. It will be worth your while and we will appreciate it.
Amen.
And so anything you can do, we're going to be working. And in fact, tomorrow, I think we're coming
in. Yeah, tomorrow we're going to be working. We've got internet coming in tomorrow.
Woo-hoo! Yes, amen.
Amen. So yeah. Since we have that, we got to be there anyway, so we're just going to start cleaning up. The Kaisers are joining us. So if you want to join us, we're going to be out there. Leave right after prayer table. Many of you know he's on prayer table.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as prayer table's over, we're headed over here, and that's what time we'll get here, and we'll be there here.
Hanging out.
Until we fall over.
Amen, amen.
Which might be 11 or 12. We're not that
young.
I'm just kidding.
Amen.
We're not as young
Hallelujah.
As we used to be.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm just kidding.
Hallelujah.
Okay, so
hey,
we got
watch that. I'm as young as I used to be. Amen. Woman? Hey.
Sometimes you just got to learn when to be quiet. And we talk about, Praise didn't you God. Say something about that? Lord, watch
yeah,
my words.
Amen. Amen. Watch your words.
I'm going to have to start saying, Lord, watch my thoughts so it don't even go there.
Yeah.
But we got some exciting things, though, going on. Let's talk about the fast and the prayer
absolutely.
And the praise. So this, okay, go ahead.
No, you can go.
Okay, so this week, starting on Monday through Sunday, we're going to, actually it goes through Friday, but we're going to be joining with pastor in 20 churches around that has like over 8,000
people.
Then we're going to be joining with them, and we're going to be just praying, fasting, and then doing a night of praise, but at your home, not together. So Monday will be fasting, okay? And then Wednesday will be prayer, but we pray all the time.
Yeah.
Pray without ceasing. And then Friday will be the day of praise.
Amen.
That you have to understand that you got to praise him for what you've asked him for.
Amen. Amen.
You got to praise him and let you know, let him know that you're thankful.
Absolutely.
For what he's done for you, even before you see it in the end. Amen?
And these patterns are biblical.
Amen.
Remember, Jehoshaphat learned that there was four kings positioned against him and the people of God, ready to destroy them. The first thing they did was they declared a time of fasting. Amen?
Yes. Yes.
And while they were fasting and praying, the Lord spoke a word that said, "Woo, you're going to stand and see the salvation of the Lord." Amen? And as soon as God spoke that word, then the next day, what did they do? They went out in praise. Amen? Yes. Praise God. I always think, Jason, would I have faith to be boldly marching out there praising, or would I have been back there seeing if the praise worked first?
Well, I want to know.
I would like to believe that I would be
right. Some of us would be
out
boldly
there.
Out there just screaming Amen. Praises because Amen. We love God that much. Mm-hmm. But would you be boldly silent and march around 7 times just because you were told to?
Amen. Absolutely.
Not say a word, not make a sound.
Yep.
Could you not understand what's going on, mm-hmm. but still be obedient to the Spirit and the leader that was over you mm-hmm. and still go mm-hmm. out and march 7 times
mm-hmm.
without knowing why? Just that you were told to do this. And don't make a sound till I tell you to shout. Other than this is what the Lord told us to do. So this is what we're going to do.
Absolutely.
Like I can see myself shouting.
Yeah.
You want me to walk around that 7 times and not say nothing?
Amen.
Not say nothing.
Amen.
What if I stub my foot against a rock? I can't say ouch. Like, you know, don't be making fun of me. Amen. I know some of you in here and the rest of some, some of y'all would have a hard time keeping them shut too.
Amen.
But that's okay because we like to praise. We like to get excited. But you know what? We're talking about following the Spirit wherever it takes us. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And
praise God.
Man, that's what we're going to do this week.
Amen.
Fast, pray,
and praise.
And praise.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So we're
we'll probably have some points on Sunday, I believe.
Yeah, there's some posted out on the main house right now. Yeah, we're going to get on our page too. But also we're praying for all the campuses. Mm-hmm. So we're praying for Bodkins. Yeah. We're praying for, I don't know Urbana. If many of you know this, this just has recently happened. Urbana has a new pastor in our Urbana campus. It's Pastor Kylan Boozer. He's not a new pastor.
Yeah.
He's been pastoring for over 20 years. So Urbana is getting a very
seasoned
man of God. Amen. That has a passion and a love for them.
But
we pray for Daniel and Lisa. They just felt like the Lord was calling them away from it, so they stepped down. No scandals, no nothing. They just felt the Lord had called them away, so we pray for them and that they go where the Lord leads them and they follow that path, because many of us, well, maybe not all of you, you know Daniel and Lisa Burroughs. They're blessing. We love them. But they just chose that this is what God's told them to do, and so they want to follow the path of God, as we all should. Amen?
Amen.
So we're going to be praying for the Urbana campus. He's getting ready to lay down the vision for them, so they're getting ready to get in some stuff. And then, obviously, we got something little going on.
Amen.
We got a building that we're getting ready to move into.
Transition.
Amen? So we want to pray for that. We want to pray for transition. We talked to somebody from New Hope today, and we're so excited for them because they're building their building now, too. They've started their process, and we're just super excited for them. And we said, you know, I said, I'm not prophesying this on you. I'm not wanting this on you. I've been praying for you already. But some of the toughest battles that our people have gone through in their individual personal lives, including us, has been during this time that we've been building. There's been battle. It's been a season. Amen?
Amen, amen.
God is faithful. We're coming out of this season.
Yes, he is faithful.
And we're going to be victorious. Amen. We are victorious already. Amen? Amen. So why don't you do me a favor and do the Lord a favor, but pray, add New Hope into that.
Mm-hmm.
And as they're going through this process, that God would strengthen all of them up and that he'd protect and keep them and that they wouldn't have to, you know, that's why we pray for our brothers and go to battle for people so they don't have to go through what we went through.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just going to pray no delays in Jesus' name. They get no delays too, that they just get to slide through this process. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And get that building up. So we're excited for them. Okay. So then the next thing we have to talk about is the date that we're getting into our building. Everybody knows that we've said tentatively it's the 16th, the morning of the 16th. We want to let you know of an addition that our pastor has added.
It's all
to
good
that.
Stuff.
It is awesome stuff. But that evening at 6:30, we're going to have the dedication ceremony where pastor comes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys don't know who we're talking about, we say pastor. Our pastor, Pastor Peter Dosick.
Mm-hmm.
He started this church. He put us here. He's the one who stuck us here.
Amen.
Not stuck.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Pastor Regina. stuck us here. Amen.
Watch your words. Just take it and run with it. No, I didn't mean
planted
stuck.
Us, right?
Planted
here.
Us here. Amen. I love you all, even Amen. You all watching Amen. My live stream.
And that's what I was going to tell you. You know, we're talking about the Urbana campus and what's going on there. You guys are stuck with this little handsome black man. So you guys just hang right in there. Amen. Because we're
staying the course.
You all
should be praying for yourselves. That's what I'm saying. Amen.
We're staying the course and running the race.
That's all we know to do.
I love you guys, and I love Kent, and I love being here. And I believe in what God is doing in our future. I tell you what, I'm excited because I'm telling you, I plan to see people saved. I'm telling you, we have got to see people saved, healed, growing, and being blessed. And I'm telling you, that don't give up hope for anybody you've been believing God for. Listen, I'm telling you, we have time by the grace of God. And the Bible even says that the Lord will tarry till he saves all of those who are willing to open their heart towards him. Amen? So we've got a lot to look forward to, and we got a lot of great stuff going on, and God is good. Amen? So on the 16th, we're going to do our 10 a.m. service. For all of us as a family,
that's probably an important point.
She doesn't know this yet, but I am working on us having a dinner. Who would like to eat together right after we finish church service? Woo!
Okay, hold up. I saw three hands go up.
Honey, I believe that faith is going to grow. So I've already asked some people. They're going to check some things out for us, and we're going to see, because I think that there'd be nothing better than praising God. Amen. And then eating a meal together, Amen. And then having our evening service. We'll probably have some refreshments after that evening service. But
I'm going to need a bed to lay in between all that.
Yeah, amen. 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 But we're going to let God have that day. How do you feel about that?
Amen.
Don't you believe? Amen.
Again, five people clapping.
Stay out of my business, girl.
I'm a counter. Listen, I'm a numbers girl. I'm watching. Hey. No, hey, another thing I want to remind you, remember this, that we went out there and we prayed over that building and we Amen. Wrote scriptures and we wrote names of people mm-hmm. that needed salvation on those beams.
Amen.
And so under those walls are names of people of salvation. Mm-hmm. So if you walk through a wall, don't hesitate. Say, Lord, I thank you for those people that they're saved.
Amen.
Touch a wall, because you can't touch a wall that there's not a name written on. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
We've got Hallelujah. Them inside those walls.
Amen.
And we're believing the Lord that every mm-hmm. name that we have named mm-hmm. and more come to Jesus. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I think that's all I
Are
have.
Are you done?
I think so.
Are you finished?
I think they're done with me, so I'll go
yeah.
through.
You don't want to give me a kiss before you walk away? I'm still using my faith. I'm using my faith. Listen to this. I have used my faith for years for her to kiss me in church. And it was so funny because one time, this was just like a few years ago, Pastor Dosick was preaching. Pastor Dosick was preaching, and we were there on a Wednesday night. I think it was well after we were here. But I have been using my faith. Oh, maybe it was a Sunday morning before we came. But I'm telling you, I had used my faith because I could be in the church cleaning. There could be nobody in there. And I'd say, honey, will you give me a kiss? No, Phil, that's ridiculous. Get away from me. So no public displays of anything. But this one day, Pastor came right over during the service and he said, Regina, you need to kiss Philip. And even when Pastor told her,
there was a camera on.
That rebellious little woman said, absolutely not. So, hey, that is still a faith accomplishment for me. Because I told her, I said, honey, one day Pastor is going to ask you. I said, you do more stuff for him than you do for me. So one day Pastor is going to ask you, and then you'll have to kiss me. She said, oh, we'll see about that. That'll never happen. Well, the question came, but she was right. It'll never happen.
Take 2 seconds and explain my side.
No, you don't get any time.
No, because I really...
You don't get any time to explain anything.
I really think Pastor knew I wouldn't do it, and that's why he asked me.
No, he did not, because he went to another couple, and they did it. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyhow, I guess I better let the children go to children's church. That's right. Chicken. Bah, bah, bah,
okay, I think chicken. We skipped a really, really important... part of the announcement of the church service over at the new building. It will be one service. It will be 10 o'clock. Okay, we kind of mentioned that.
Hey, what
he said 10 o'clock, and I just want to make sure we all know that.
What's exciting is I'm excited about everybody being in one service together. Amen. You know, honestly, I think that if you've not been at both services, you might meet someone that you don't even know that goes to church here. It's going to be exciting. You're going to think someone's new, and they're going to say, no, I just go to the early service. Hallelujah. And so I just am looking forward to what God's doing for us. Amen. Exciting stuff. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I almost forgot. I guess it's offering time, huh? And I want to just remind you what the Bible says, that we give as we purpose in our heart. As we purpose in our heart. Listen, your giving and your offering is not a religious ritual. It's not an activity that we do just because the pastor talks about it. Your relationship with God, one of the areas of his promise of provision and blessing, one of his areas of promise for provision and blessing is that in this area, he says, I will open up the windows of heaven. I will rebuke the devourer for you. And the Bible also says that God says he will cause favor to be upon your life. Amen? And I got to tell you something, that I could tell countless times where I have seen God move on our behalf. Amen? I'm telling you that I was just going back through some things that God had done for Regina and I. And I remember that I'll never forget that I was way back in 2009, if you remember, after 9/11, our country went into a great recession. 2008, 9, and 10, just years of recession. And here I was believing God. I had some goals that I wanted to tithe so much and give so much and stuff. And I'm telling you that I thought, oh my goodness, in this recession, how am I ever going to increase? Well, I got to tell you something. In that year alone, I got an exceeds expectation for my yearly review. And then after they gave me that raise, Jason, they promoted me. And it was crazy because they hired me into this new position. And my boss came to me and he said, Philip, he says, I know that things have slowed down and they're not really moving you until February now into your new role. He said, but you know what? I went to personnel and it was December. He said, and I told them that since we awarded you this job now, I have the money in my business, I'm going to pay you now. Wow. So I had 2 or 3 months of being paid at this higher pay before I ever stepped into the job. I want you to know something. God can do the miraculous and will do the miraculous for you. And I'm believing God that each and every one of you just start having moments of God doing something. Amen. Debt being canceled, refunds coming, money coming your way, jobs promoting you, increasing you. Just believing God that God is going to do something to solve financial issues for you, because that's what he does for his believers. Amen? Amen. You are his children and he has the right. He says, I own a cattle on the 1,000 hills. Amen? Amen. You know, I think it's so interesting because in that scripture, the Lord says, the whole earth is mine and the people. He separates us. He separates us from all other creation because we are the only part of creation that's made in his image. Amen? So tonight, let's bring your offerings and your tithes with faith. Bring with purpose in your heart, just believing God for what he does. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just pray your blessing over every offering, over every tithe, every gift, God, over everything that's brought forth, God. You are opening the windows of heaven. You're rebuking the devourer, and you're increasing your people because that is what you do. And Lord, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
I'm living in the light now. 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 I'm living in the light now.
Praise God. I tell you what, the Lord is doing miracles today. He's reminding Regina that she owes me a kiss in church. Hallelujah. But also, I got to tell you something. He just let me survive something because normally I don't touch her purse. But today, I actually put my hand on her purse and moved something around. And I don't know. I think it happened that she just recognized it now while we were in here. So God can keep me safe during the process. Woo, so thank you for that, Lord. That is grace. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, you know what? I'm going to be talking to you over the next few weeks about a subject because I think it's critical. Because I keep hearing these things like, oh, we're living in unprecedented times. And oh, my goodness, all of this stuff. And let me tell you something. First of all, I don't believe that. Now, we are living in times where we're seeing stuff happen, but to say we're living in unprecedented times is just not truth when you think about humanity and the fact that struggles have always existed in life. I want you to know something. Battles and some of the things that we're seeing, how do you think this nation even originally came about? Amen? Because there was people that was disgruntled about what was going on. And they said, we have to go to a place where we can serve God freely, where we have freedom of speech, right to bear arms, and all this right. And I have a right to pursue a dream. Amen? So I want you to know something that, unfortunately, what it looks like is that some of these new things like masks and everything else, hallelujah, all of these things, it appears that some of this stuff is certainly going to be around longer than we thought. Wouldn't you say so? Hallelujah. And the unfortunate thing is that if we're not careful and if we don't remind ourselves of what is most important about life, even Christians are losing their focus and being distracted into all kinds of battles and issues that, to be honest with you, we've got to get away from. I tell you what, I don't like the mask, and there's places I don't go if I have a choice. But also, if I have to go somewhere where I have to wear one, I suffer through it. And what I want you to know is, what my concern is that some people are so concerned about these issues that if they have to wear a mask somewhere, they can't even focus on what if God is trying to speak to them to witness to something. What if while you're in Kroger's, you're just so frustrated about the mask and getting out of there, and I can't wait to get out of here and get this thing off my face, and I feel you. But somehow I've had to battle myself to say, Lord, even if I'm uncomfortable, if you got someone I need to speak to, let me speak. Oh, my goodness. And what if we're so distraught about these things that we're going through? And I'm not telling you to not be concerned about it. Be concerned about some of the things that are going in our nation. You know, there's a state or two out there that they're not even allowed to sing in church. Talk about an overreach, amen? But what was so powerful is they just had an outside worship session where 5,000 people went out on the beach and worshiped God. So here's what I'm going to talk with you about over the next few weeks, is that there has always been requirements that Christians have to deal with, and you're going to have to stand up and deal with them and make sure you keep your faith. I want to remind you, we're not going to get into it tonight. We'll look at it in the weeks to come because there's really just two scriptures I want to dig into here for just a little bit. But there was a time where Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, woo, were called at a time to come before their king along with Daniel. And I want you to know the whole reason they were called into the king's place of authority was because they were Christians. And they wanted to have them come in, and they wanted to have them compete, so to speak, with all the other princes or people of intelligence, power, and everybody that the king picked to see what they were like. Now, we're going to look at this in the next week or two, because it was proven over time that they were found to be filled with wisdom and power more than anybody else. But what was so amazing to me is that right from the start, Daniel was a young man of faith, and he went before the king, Jason, and he told the king's authority, which was a eunuch over him, he said, hey, listen, I am a person of faith. And as a result, what the king is trying to get people to eat and drink and be involved in, I cannot do. And the guy said, boy, you've got to do what the king says, or I could get in trouble. He said, no, no, no. Let me live my life of faith. Let me be the man of God I'm supposed to be, and let me do things God's way, and you review me even 10 days from now and see who I am. 10 days later, reverence was there, and they allowed him to be who he was. Amen? And I want you to know something, Christian. That God didn't write the Bible just for the beginning of humanity. Woo! I want you to know whether it was, they used to teach this in history. I don't know if they do any now, but Brother Dave, they used to teach B.C., which was before Christ was born. And they used to teach A.D., which was after Christ died. Woo! So no matter how you look at it, mankind has always understood and scaled life around the realm of faith. Amen? But I want you to know something, that whether it was B.C. or A.D., God declared the word unchangeable. See, here's what I want you to know. The faith, the power, and the authority of God that worked when mankind used to walk and ride horses is the same word, faith and authority, that works when mankind drives vehicles and finds in planes that go 500 to 900 miles per hour. Come on. And so what we're going to do as people of faith is that we're going to continue to challenge ourselves that no matter what's going on in the world, we still need to know what's most important, and that is what's in the Word of God concerning our life. Amen? I just want to go tonight, first of all, to Ephesians chapter 1, and I want you to know that there was a prayer made by a great man of God for some people, and we're going to read in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15, and it says, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. I want you to know something. You are going to have to dig into your faith. You're going to have to hold on to your faith, and you're going to have to know God. And I want you to see here, this is an apostle writing the Bible. And one of the things he said is that when I heard about your love and your faith in the Lord, without ceasing, I pray and make mention of you in my prayers. I want you to know something, people, that one of the most important things you're ever going to do is pray for those who you love. Pray for those who you care for. If we really want to make a difference in someone's life, sometimes we will chase people down, and sometimes people are dealing with addictions and all kinds of issues, and we will chase them down, and I want you to do acts of love and kindness towards people. If you see someone that needs a meal, feed them. If you need to meet someone that you can help and God gives you a direction to help them, help them. But somehow we've got to remember that the most important things we're going to be able to do for people have a spiritual foundation. Sometimes people are going through battles, and if we love them, if we're not careful, all we will do is weep, mourn, and be discouraged and depressed. And if the enemy gets us to do that, he wins, because guess what? The most powerful thing you can do for anybody is ask God to intervene. Do you remember that there are things known as angels that are ministering servants just waiting for us to make a declaration towards heaven where God can send them to rescue? Amen? Whew. We're going to look at that too, because Daniel, one time he prayed, didn't get an answer, so then he pressed in with fasting, and even an angel came and said, from the moment you release your prayer, God heard you. See, sometimes if we're not careful as Christians, we will release a prayer, and just because we didn't see it work out fast enough, or it didn't come to pass the way we wanted it to, or as quick as we thought, we will start speaking negative, or we will give up hope, give up our faith, stop pursuing God. And really, when things become tough, that's when we need to press in. You know, I didn't understand this when I was a young boy, because I didn't really know what it meant, but they used to say this saying, boy, when times get tough, the tough get going. And I thought, if they're so tough, why are they running away? Where are they going? I didn't realize. I didn't realize that what it meant was, when the going gets tough, the tough dig in, work harder, do more, and bring things to where they need to be. Amen? Amen. I thought they were running away somewhere. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. Where in the world are you going? You're supposed to stay. Things are tough. Oh, my goodness. But anyhow, I want you to see this, because this is what I want you to know. So one of the most powerful things we're going to always do is be in prayer. It says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Boy, I tell you what, we need wisdom and revelation now more than ever. Amen? I want you to know something, that as things come about and as we navigate stuff, we need to hear the wisdom and revelation of God. You know, just like this, everybody's talking about racism and all this stuff. What should I do? What you should do is love one another. What you should do is make sure that you have enough God in you that when you're dealing with people, there's enough compassion and kindness coming out of you that it'll override anything else. Amen? I'm telling you. What should I do? Should I run around and protest? Well, I guess if you're feeling energized, go do that. But you can't do more than pray, witness, love, and use your faith. That's really what people need. Amen? And we have got to be able to determine through prayer in these seasons what really is most important. And so I'm praying for each of you, and I want you to pray about this, that God would give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. We have got to know God and what he does more now than ever before. Amen? If we're going to be able to recognize him, we need to know him. And one thing I really want to challenge us to remember is that the Bible says that in this world, you can have a good life. But it's not going to take away from the fact that your real goal is that we finish this life. I want to have an extraordinary life in heaven. Amen? See, as Christians, we've got to be able to manage this world without ever giving up the fact that the main reason I want to live in the arena and in the will of God and within his purpose is because when I finish this race, there's an eternity to live. There's an eternity to live. And I'm going to know you guys forever. Woo! Praise God. You thought you were just going to have to put up with me for a little bit, but baby, you and I in eternity. Woo! I get to come through the wall. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to know something. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you might know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. I want you to understand something. That why do we want to know him? So we can discover who we are. See, there is an enlightenment that must come from God upon the believer because we don't really have the ability to see it ourselves. Have you ever noticed that in the Word of God, nobody ever sees themselves the way they truly are except for Jesus? Mary was pretty good. She said, Lord, as you've spoken unto me, so be it. But most everybody who had a purpose and a great divine destiny got distracted by life and for a season didn't even know who they were. When the Lord first called Moses, remember, Moses said, Lord, it can't be me. I stutter. I can't even speak to people. And the Lord said, Moses, I will give you Aaron to help you for a season. But you're going to know me. You're going to learn who I am. And when you learn who I am, Moses, I'm going to break shyness off of you, stuttering off of you, and you are going to lead my people. And boy, one day he did say, Pharaoh, let God's people go. Woo! I can take you to Gideon. Do you remember Gideon? Boy, here he is. The angel of God comes up to Gideon and says, Gideon, you mighty man of valor. And in today's terms, if I was speaking to him, I would have said, are you on crack? Basically, that's what Gideon said to the angel, right? In today's terms, that's like, are you crazy, angel? I come from my father's poor household, and I'm the least. Now, I don't know if he was the least respected. I don't know if he was the smallest one in his father's household or if he was the poorest one. But he said, listen, my father is poor and I'm the least in my father's house. Certainly, I cannot be a voice to you and I cannot be a voice to the nation. Yet he was the voice of the man who helped lead God's people out of that time of stress and difficulty. Amen. And I want to tell each and every one of you tonight, I really believe that the Lord is enlightening us. Remember, he said, ask him for knowledge so that we could be enlightened to know who we are as God's children. And I'm telling each and every one of us that I know that I know that at some point the devil has resisted you enough to make you turn away from who you really are. Come on. And I want you to know something. One of the things we're going to have to protect ourselves from in this season is the devil's attack to try to make us turn away from who we really are. Listen, I tell you what, the devil's been trying to discourage people. The devil's been trying to get people to give up, get people to think they're not important, what they do is not important, church isn't important, you're not important, you don't need to do, you can't do, it's not you. And I want you to know something, that every bit of that is a lie. You are who God wants you to be. And I want you to know something, that God wants to give you knowledge of him, so not only will you know him, but you'll know who you are. You know, if I still saw myself in the eyes of the way I used to see myself, I would be a sinning failure today. I'm telling you. I wouldn't be here with you. But I will tell you something. I'm still working on it. But I will tell you that I'm trying to see myself more and more as who God tells me I am. Amen? And I want each and every one of you to fight the good fight of faith, to know who you are in God. It says here that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. I want you to know something, that God wants you to know how much he has invested in you. That he has loved you like he loves Jesus. Remember, the Lord himself said, Lord, I pray. God, I pray over them, not that you take them out of this world, but God, I am praying for every one of them that the glory you put on me would be on them. That the love that you have for me, it would be revealed in them that you love them the way you love me. Woo! That's what Jesus declared, amen? Woo! Man, he's good. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. I want you to know something, that God wants you to discover that there is power in him for every area of your life. God will strengthen you for every area of your life. You know, I want you to know something. God puts his anointing on you for every aspect of your life that you're supposed to have. He puts an anointing on you for your vocation and your work and your job and what you do. But God will anoint you if you're a husband, a father, if you're a mother, a sister, a brother. God will anoint you to be the best you in every one of those places. Amen? Whew, I tell you what. And I just want to share this with you. We're going to go to the book of Colossians. Colossians chapter 3, and I want to just read here in verse 14, and it says, above all these things, put on charity or love, which is the bond of perfectness or completeness or wholeness, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to thee which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. You know, if we're not careful and we don't protect our heart, it can be filled with fear and all other kinds of things. But your heart can be flooded with the word of God to the point that faith, power, and peace are resident in who you are. I want you to know something. You can have a faith that makes you be like Jesus. How many times when Jesus had someone come to him hurt, needing healed, or in fear? Remember, even when the disciples woke him up on the back of the boat and said, Lord, don't you care that we perish? Boy, Jesus had a word for every situation, didn't he? Why are you filled with fear? Oh, ye of little faith. Do you think that our Father would tell us to go to the other side and not give us the strength or the ability to make it happen? See, I want you to know something. Whether it's your marriage or whether it's anything else, when God pulls you together with someone, if you will see it, God will help you get to the other side. Amen? I tell you what, sickness comes upon you, and it might be a battle, but I'm telling you what, the Lord is saying, hey, I'll help you get to the other side of this battle. Amen? It says, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to thee which also you're called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in the psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. I want you to know something, that if we're going to have wisdom and if we're going to have revelation and clear direction from God, The word of Christ must dwell in you richly. You know, this Bible is the way God speaks to us. Now, he speaks to us in dreams. He speaks to us in our spirit. But the foundation of hearing God's voice clearly has got to come from the word of God. I want you. Oh, yeah, I better. This is the Bible. Hallelujah. This is just an iPad. But anyhow, but what I want you to know and what I want you to grab a hold of is, in all honesty, listen to me. In order for you to navigate this life, especially where we're headed, in order for you to navigate this life, you are going to have the Word of God in your spirit. You're going to have to know what the Bible has to say. When the enemy or when someone else tries to make you worried about the world and they call and say, oh my gosh, it's just so terrible out there. It's just, oh, I just don't know what to do. You've got to have something in you like 2 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 7, or maybe it's 1 Timothy. But I do know what the scripture says. The Lord has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. See, because once you've been redeemed, the spirit of fear is no longer supposed to be able to abide in you, because God says that when you are a new creature, now the spirit of Christ is in you. But see, if we don't know that, sometimes we'll let anxiety and fear rule us until we get a revelation that says, nope, I don't have a spirit of fear, power, love, and a sound mind, because the blood has made me whole. Amen? And I tell you, sometimes we just need to pray through those things and really get a revelation of what God has to say about us. Amen? But I'm telling you, that's what we're going to be focusing on, is that wisdom, revelation, and the Word of God dwell in our heart. I just want it in us so much that when something rises up and someone says, you can't do that, I hope the Spirit of God just rages inside of you and say, oh, yes, I can, because greater he's in me than he who's in the world. You can't. Yes, I can, because I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Yes, I can, because I'm not doing this by my own. I have the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, one who's called alongside to help me, and all I got to do is lean upon him, and he says, I will be a lamp unto your path. Amen? He'll light my way. Amen? Woo! Praise the name of the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just declare your goodness tonight, God. And Father, I just thank you for who you are, God. I thank you for your goodness, Lord. And God, I thank you that even though things are unfolding in God, ways that we never even saw, Lord, I promise you that 2019, even coming into 2020, God, there are things that have happened this year that we didn't see coming. But God, I also know that no matter what goes on in this world, you say the whole earth is yours, the fullness thereof, and the people. And God, you've given us a promise, God, that you would rescue, that you would save, that you would deliver, that God, you're with us and you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And God, we stand in your goodness. We stand in your grace. We stand in your love. And we stand in your supernatural ability to do all things, because that is who you are. And God, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. So we don't have any prayer requests from those viewing, but I want you to know that I believe in you. And I'm telling you, God's goodness is upon your life. And as far as us in here, thank you for being here tonight. And anybody who needs prayer, I'll be here to pray with you. God bless you, and thank you for being here. And we look forward to seeing you on Saturday and then on Sunday. Amen. Praise God.